thoughts in your mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hinnon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to go to our webpage, you can do that as well. Just go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you to our Facebook or our Twitter. You can weigh in on any number of topics we've got posted up there, or maybe some of your own. It's your program. This is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And coming up today's program, we're going to talk with Sarah Blazek at the bottom of the hour. She is the Survivor Outreach Services Coordinator for the North Dakota National Guard in Bismarck, and discuss the Snowball Express, something we were talking about a little bit last week with a couple listeners, which brings together children of military members who have died on active duty since 9/11. During a four-day event down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So a great program, and we'll find out how that is proceeded, how that's grown, and some of the things that has for the community. So a great program there. And then hopefully at 10:30 today we'll talk with guests on a potential new refinery coming to Devil's Lake. Yeah, you heard me right. Devil's Lake, looking at putting a refinery into the community of Devil's Lake, focusing primarily on aviation fuel and diesel fuel, as well as naphtha and a few other things. But we'll hopefully talk about that a little bit later on in the 10 o'clock hour. Congratulations to NDSU, brand new head coach. They named their defensive coordinator, Chris Kleeman, the head coach. Was he the right choice? You can weigh in on our Facebook page on that as well. And one of the things, given the light of what just took place on Friday with another school shooting in Colorado, do you find that the reporter in Fargo was right to, for all intents and purposes, break in, try to get through the security measures of the school district in Fargo for the sake of sniffing out a story, or under the guise of trying to put a story together to discover whether or not the security in the Fargo school district was adequate? Reporter broke the law, digging for the story, broke the law to get that story. Is it more a question of a Fargo reporter's arrogance, or Fargo media arrogance, or is it a legitimate search for a story? Is it a legitimate avenue to take to try to decide or try to find out whether or not security is noteworthy in Fargo, in the school district there? Given everything else that's been going on, all the school shootings across the country, are you concerned about more so somebody broke the law trying to find out whether or not the security was adequate? Or were you more concerned about the fact that, okay, maybe the security isn't adequate? What would you rather know? What would you rather have found out? Or is it a case of, and I think maybe just Fargo arrogance once again? I come back to that so often, and I probably sound a little bit like a broken record, but there is an arrogance in Fargo when it comes to being, shall we say, a little bit above the scope of normal rules. It's a sense I get. And having lived there for 4.5 years, it's kind of something I may have stumbled on. It's not my bias, not from growing up in Fargo, but it's something that's there, something that I think is tangible. Well, what are your thoughts? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Scott will be joining us here in just a few moments. In the meantime, you can weigh in on any of those topics or bring up your own. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
So what do you think's going on in Fargo with the TV station there?
You know, for me, I think there's a sense of arrogance in Fargo. That
wait a minute. You think Fargo's arrogant?
Yeah, I do.
Isn't that sort of a duh?
Well, to a certain degree, yes.
I think Fargo has this. This is sort of in the water.
It's
in
a
Fargo
sense of entitlement. It's a sense.
I don't think it's necessary.
I don't want to go as far as to say arrogance, but I will say there's a sense of entitlement to Fargo when it comes to the rest of the state of North Dakota.
No, I would disagree there. I would say this about Fargo, though. I don't think they think they're entitled to anything. I just don't think they think anything exists west of Castleton. I mean, and,
true.
And you sort of get in that. I mean, Fargo is a booming community, okay? And Fargo for many years was growth wise kind of its own little island, right?
Right.
So sort of like the Bakken is to the rest of America on energy growth. Now Fargo was to the rest of North Dakota for the most part. I think if you went back and compared growth in Fargo to growth in communities outside of Fargo, Fargo was a nose above, largely because of two interstates and you know, the largest population and everything else.
And it was the economic engine for North Dakota because for so many years, the Red River Valley and agriculture, huge part of the state's economy, and Fargo was kind of the hub of that.
Was, I think, Steve, is the important component here. Was, because it no longer, I mean, look at Bismarck, off the charts growth. Bismarck Mandan, the whole region. I mean, go Lincoln to, you know, New Salem, for crying out loud. Look at Minot. You'd have to be on an island not to know that Minot's exploding. Grand Forks is benefiting. I mean, this refinery story, for crying out loud. You're talking about building a refinery in Devil's Lake, and I know it's not a done deal, but it's on the table. A refinery in Devil's Lake, which is, what, 4 hours from oil? You know, 3.5 hours from oil? I mean, it's everywhere. So my only point is I think this is nothing new. This happens to be, obviously, a TV station. I think the bigger question on this issue is it ever okay to break the law?
For the sake of a story, you're going to pin this on the media, saying that there's a little bit of an arrogance within the media. Now,
yeah.
I'll go a little further. Is that arrogance in Fargo media, or is that arrogance in media in general?
Well, maybe in media in general. And I would say it's certainly in the news business, because they think they have the, in my view, the keys to all wisdom, right? You need us to go out and defend you. And I think in the internet age, that's less and less a reality.
But are they the defender of the faith when it comes to keeping politicians and keeping government entities honest? Yeah, that used
supposed
to be.
To be.
That
know.
Used to
yeah.
be the case, but I think the media has changed because of a lot of the electronic media, the waning of print media to a certain degree, but everything is so accessible now. I don't know if that mantle they were carrying applies anymore.
Well, the arrogance you're talking about certainly applies, I believe, to, and then arrogance isn't the right word, but KVLY, this is the, you know, part of, it's K-Fire TV in Bismarck, the counterpart to that would be KVLY in the Valley, right? They're, it's the NBC network. They are of the opinion that they can't even believe this is a controversy. Hey, we are on your behalf trying to test the security of schools, and we found some holes. But it's the same people that do the same thing at airports, where they try to crash through the screening system. So here's my question. If you're a parent, do you want a news organization pressing the envelope a little bit, poking and trying to go undercover and determine if there are security lapses in the school charged with protecting your children? And how far should they go on that? I don't think they should go so far as to break the law. Because I think any time you say the ends justifies the means, you've crossed the line.
All right, let me play devil's advocate here then. So if you don't have a reporter who's willing to skirt the law or bend the law a little bit, then how are you going to find out whether or not that there's legitimate issues when it comes to security of the kids? Yeah, that's kind of a fine line to walk.
It is. I'd go up to the line of not breaking the law.
I agree with you on that.
Because I think anytime you say it's okay to break the law, you know, it's sort of like drinking and driving and that whole debate. Well, I mean, I only had two, and, you know, right. I mean, I wasn't under the, you know.
Do the ends justify the means?
I don't think they do, but I don't think their heart is in the wrong place here. I think their heart's in the right place.
I'll agree with that, but
don't break the law, though.
Don't break the law. The methodology, I think, is flawed.
Here's my question, and I'm not equipped to answer it, but I bet our audience is. Greatest radio audience on the face of the earth here. 550 K-Fire and KCJB and KLTC and AM 1100 the flag and AM 1090 the flag. Is it ever okay to break the law? And if it is, should it be about protecting kids in schools? And do reporters know better than a superintendent?
That's a vague.
or a principal.
Yeah,
or
that's vague.
I mean, that's my question. Robin Bismarck wants to answer it, and he's actually a reporter. So he might be able to come at this from two perspectives, but we don't have time to take the call now. So we'll have Rob Haig on, right?
We'll grab Rob right after the break.
And come back and start your calls and find out what's on your mind. today on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. From the studios of 550 K-Fire, booming to our friends all across the Northern Plains, where it's a little, it feels like summer out there, doesn't it?
Compared to what it's been, it is a little balmy today.
It feels warm, but it's a little blustery, lots of wind out there, so some of the road conditions aren't all that great. And if you're running into anything road-wise, it's causing a problem, let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, what's on your mind, let us know.
Also, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that open letter, because they posted an open letter, and we'll read that, some segments of that as well.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hinnon. We want to know what's on your mind. We're talking about this story, and I assume folks have probably heard the news coverage of the news coverage, but if you have not, for folks that are outside the Valley, KVLY, NBC Network in the Valley, ran a series of stories about school security. A reporter actually broke the law, or, you know, pushed the envelope at a bare minimum in...
Well, it's beyond pushing the envelope.
Yeah, I mean...
Officials
are ticked.
Broke the law.
Our question is it ever okay to break the law? And Rob from Bismarck, who is a reporter, wanted to weigh in on this topic. Rob, is it ever okay to break the law? What say you about this?
Well, I'm not a reporter, but... let's be honest, are they mad that she got into the school and wandered around and nobody questioned her about it? Or are they just mad that they got bad security and they haven't fixed anything? I mean, what's the deal?
Well, actually, I think that's a legitimate question. Are you looking at an issue that... who's mad here? And should you be mad as a parent? Should you be mad as the school district? Should you be mad as law enforcement? I don't know who really should be mad in this case. Rob, do you?
Right. I mean, why are they making such a big deal of it if she was in there trying to do a report on this as to see what's going on? She's pointing out all the flaws.
So let me ask you a question, and I apologize, Rob. I thought you were a reporter. You wanted to comment on a reporter, so it just said in our thing here that you're a reporter. But, Rob, let me ask you this. In anything, is it ever okay to break the law? I hear what you're saying. Hey, they're just ticked because they exposed some holes in the system. Are you okay, as a citizen, for people to go out and expose a hole in a system, even if it includes breaking the law?
It's a fine line. I mean, what law did she break? Right, I mean, just going into the school itself and wandering around? Is that...
Well, here, Rob, I'll go a little bit further. Snowden is a great example. He broke the law, but for what ends? Did the ends justify the means?
You're asking a good question.
I don't agree
also.
With that. I don't you're agree with what Snowden did, but...
But, you know, this is a national security, so I agree with Steve. It's a great analogy on where you draw the line, but I'm kind of curious, too, and I don't know what the actual letter of the law is. But I know that there have been, you know, this has been forwarded for consideration of prosecution. So there's real questions here, I think. But technically, what's the law? What's the Sentry Code? What law did they break is a good question. And I haven't followed it closely enough to know that. But I'll find that out here for you as we go, Rob, okay?
Have a good day.
Thanks. Thank you for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Diane and Underwood, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I totally agree with the fact that Fargo does think it's a cut above everything else, and that they're pretty much untouchable, because I'll be honest with you, I had two kids in the Fargo public school system, one at Discovery and the other one at Centennial, and I do agree that there is no right to break the law, but I don't understand what law he was breaking. I don't see that he was broken any law by going into the schools and wandering around, because all you have to do at that time was just to sign in and let them know that you're in the school. Well, that's not breaking the law unless it's, you know, in the Sentry Code, and I don't see that as breaking the law. But Fargo Public Schools do think they're cut above. They also had a definite bullying incident, and this is a few years back. Nobody wanted to talk about it, and they were sued for several million dollars. I believe it was several million dollars, and the student did get a little bit of money, which he or she, it was a boy, deserved. But there is no doubt in my mind, this stuff needs to be exposed. Our kids need to be kept safe, and I can't say anything more strongly about that.
Quick question for you, Diane, as someone that had kids in a Fargo public schools, when you say they are arrogant, what did you see as arrogant? How is it different from Underwood schools, as an example?
As far as the Fargo public schools, the principal, I'd make appointments with her, and she wouldn't be there. She'd have to dash off to a meeting, or she'd say, oh, I only have 15 minutes. Well, hey, when I go to see a principal, I expect to be listened to and heard, not only told that she has 15 minutes to visit with me. If that doesn't cut it. When I go into the under public schools, they know I'm there for a reason, and I would, you know, be given at least a half an hour or an hour, and the problem was generally resolved. Fargo Public Schools, they just don't have time for that.
But you find though,
you as a parent.
Diane, do you find though that there's a difference between smaller schools and larger schools? When you have a larger school district like that, they don't put as much onus on the parents and some of the parents' concerns, whereas the smaller school districts, you know, this is could break down a little bit more into the rural, urban, rather than just Fargo arrogance.
I want to answer Diane's question and Rob's question before she answers yours. It is illegal to enter schools without permission, and that's what they did. So that's the law that was broken. That's on the books, evidently. Steve's question, is it better in Underwood? You make an appointment with the principal. Do you get to meet the principal?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And they give me the time that I need. Whereas in Fargo, the principal that was at Centennial, and it was a female, she just, I only have 15 minutes. Well, this is going to take more than 15 minutes. And she just didn't have time for me because she knew I had a legitimate concern, and I used to be a former principal. I just don't go in to cause trouble. I want facts. I want to know what's going on with my child, what the school system's doing, and I get that in Underwood. I don't get it in Fargo.
Great story,
I don't
Diane.
Get it in Fargo.
Appreciate you sharing that. It's a good contrast, good comparison to me. A parent calls and has a respect to schedule an appointment. I have a concern. Could we talk at this particular time? What a classy way to do it. And
you make the time for the parent. You make the time for the parent. As an administrator, that's your job.
Who's paying for the school?
Exactly.
Don Minot, you're next. What's your take on this issue, Don?
Yeah. My take is that the law that they did break was they didn't go into the office and register. So if you're going to the school to do something illegal, you're not going to step into the office to register anyhow. So that's basically, hey, here's a major hole. You're trusting people to go to the office. If the schools are that concerned, take one of the secretaries out of the office, put a nice little hostess stand or something in front of the door with the phone, and let them stand there or sit there for the day and keep an eye on the door.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying because, again, you know, the reporter is doing something that someone that needs to go in there, and we just had another incident here, and, you know, just the one-year anniversary of Newtown, or the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. So it happens, right? And all this reporter is doing is what one of these perpetrators would do. But then the question for you is, Don, should it be against city and state laws, as it is, to enter a school without permission?
It should be, but the schools also have to do something to monitor that. You can't just say, oh, he's been wandering around the school, and then call the police after the fact. How long has he been there? Half an hour, all day?
Well,
somebody should be at the door.
Most schools have a sign at the door that reads, welcome to our school. You have to register. Here are the rules. You have to register at the main office. In this case, the sign says failure to do so is a Class B misdemeanor in violation of Fargo Municipal Code 10-0320, blah, blah, blah. But
you actually read it exactly right.
Yeah. But
thanks to our great producer, Chris.
Yeah,
he can tell us what the Fargo Municipal Code is.
When you're wandering around the schools, basically, you walk through the door, you're on the honor system.
Thanks, Don.
Where's the teeth to that? Don, thanks for the phone call. More on when we come back. It's 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's What's in Your Mind.
800-228-0550.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Guys, I want to know how many of your listeners know that it's illegal to enter a public school without permission. I'll bet next to no one knows that. And I want to know, when did that become the law? Thank you.
Well, he's what that caller is making a point is similar to somebody else. You need to, you know, let people know. I mean, so is bringing guns to churches, right? And schools and everything else. And, you know, my favorite Minnesota.
Do that now.
My favorite Minnesota thing is, you know, guns are not allowed on these premises, as they put up at every door. Jose has an idea here. Jose and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, okay. Jose actually made a comment off air that plays right into that. You know, quote unquote, fences, signs, and gates are for the law abiding. Period. And he's right. You know, if you...
So what is he saying there? Is he saying the reporter's doing a good thing here by exposing the hole in the system?
Yeah, I don't even know if it goes back to the reporter part on that, but that statement, you know, extrapolate that statement out into so many different other facets. You know, criminals commit crimes. Go back to the gun fight. You know, you're taking guns out of the hands of the law-abiding citizens, not the criminals. You know, signs like this, you know, you walk into a school, hey, you're supposed to sign up. Well, you're on the honor system. Somebody that's law-abiding is going to go to the office and go, yep, here, I'm here to see my kid, I'm here to see a teacher, I'm here to see whatever. You're going to sign into the school.
So is the question, did the reporter know it was illegal before they did what they did? You know, maybe that's a question for you know, the authorities on whether this particular situation is. But again,
unless the reporter's illiterate and can't read the sign on the door.
Well, there isn't a sign on the door, though, right? That's, I think, the point.
No, there is a sign on the door.
There is?
Yeah, at the Fargo School. The sign reads, "Welcome to our school. During regular scheduled classes, all visitors must register at the main office. Failure to do so is a Class B misdemeanor and a violation of Fargo Municipal Code 10-whatever.
All right, well, if those signs are up... You know, just like there's no churches and there's no guns in churches and there's no guns in public buildings and blah, 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 that don't work.
Gun-free zone. Feel free to commit a crime.
That's not going to keep any bad guy out, but it does remove the defense of the reporter. Or Larry's point, hey, who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew it was against the law? Well, if you can read, you knew. So I think that's a fair point. All right, let's get Clayton and Dickinson in here, and then we have a special guest to tell you about something that came up on Friday's program. We'll keep talking about this for sure as long as you want to, though, today on the program at 800-228-0550. Even after we chat with our guest about some wonderful kids that are coming back into North Dakota after a great weekend, the snowflake program. So stay tuned for that in just a moment. But Clayton and Dickinson, get your point in on this first. Go ahead.
Hey, pretty good conversation here, guys. My question is, how many laws are on the books that aren't legal? How many laws are there that are passed by government to circumvent or to deceive the public that are, for instance, you take the NSA, they're snooping on everybody. Is that legal? Or, you know, what else out there is the government doing that isn't legal? And I'm not challenging whether or not the reporter should have, you know, checked into the office. But where is the line drawn where my rights are infringed upon by the government rather than the government's rights infringed upon by the people?
But here's the deal. Prime example. Let's take it to something that's recently been challenged. They passed an Obamacare law. Folks said it's unconstitutional. It goes to the Supreme Court, and shocker of all shockers, they twist things into knots and say it is legal. That hasn't happened with this question, so the reporter's still in the wrong. And in the case of Fargo, there's signs everywhere. It says it's a law. You break the law anyway. The reporter knows he's breaking the law. Do you still defend him, Clayton?
Wasn't a harm exposed that could have harmed my child?
Yes.
You know, the purpose of the school is to educate. Well, while they have my child, they should probably be protecting my child as well. So if they're not protecting my child and they're exposed, then I agree with the other caller who says, well, you know, they're just sour grapes and they're mad because they got exposed. But the reality is they should fix their system so that my child's protected.
Clayton, then this goes back to the original question. Do the ends justify the means when it comes to breaking a law to expose a potential dangerous issue?
Okay, so we have the right to bear arms. If a senator or a congressman issues or submits a bill that says we're going to take everybody's guns away, are they violating the law by submitting the request to change the law without changing the Constitution?
Yeah, that's a valid point. You know, you take a look at the cases like in New York, you take a look at the city of Chicago, you know, are they infringing on your rights? So hence, are they breaking the law?
First of all, I think this is a great story that this news organization has undertaken. I think the reporter is pushing and obviously knew probably this would get the attention that it's getting. So I think there needs to be, you can't ever say it's okay to break the law. So in my view, there needs to be some penalty for this, some recognition of you breaking the law. But the news organization has done a good service here, without question. They've done a good service by prompting the discussion, because ultimately what's most important? That kids are safe in schools, right?
When law starts or stops being obeyed, then we have chaos in society and society begins to break down. Well, we can see that happening right now all around us. So I agree with you. Laws have to be obeyed. We've got to draw the line somewhere.
Sorry, Clayton, what'd you say?
Not all laws are good laws. Not all laws are written with the intent to serve or protect or X, Y, Z, fill in the blank. But
true. And then the point is you got to do something about it. And again, I'll connect this to the national scene. There's a boatload of laws the founding fathers are spinning in their graves over. So I think it's incumbent upon us to say, it's a stupid law. If, the sign and the law are intended to keep out creeps that want to do harm to our kids, not to keep out a reporter that might expose a hole in our system. How much better would school security be if news organizations knew it was, you know, within the realm of the law to go out and probe a little bit? You'd want to make sure there's, you know, a proper layer of defense there. I mean, I think the intent of the law in keeping bad guys out is a good idea.
But then you also have the press hiding behind the First Amendment to the extent that, well, you know, I'm uncovering a story, I'm doing good, I can do anything I want, I can get away from the legality of the law because I'm trying to uncover a story. So it's a double-edged sword, and it is a very fine line to walk.
Okay, folks want to weigh in on this. We'll continue to talk about it as well as we go. But we have a guest that we want to chat about. This is a guest that our listeners suggested that we have on Friday on the program. Remember when somebody called and said, have you heard about the Snowball Express? And I thought they were talking about some kind of train or something. And we learned about a wonderful program that the North Dakota National Guard in Bismarck is part of, which brings together children of military members who have died on active duty since 9/11. And they have been at a four-day event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Sarah Blazek is the Survivor Outreach Services Coordinator for the North Dakota National Guard in Bismarck and joins us to tell us a little bit about what these kids did and the fact that they'll be home at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and you could certainly help welcome them back. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us. Sarah, first of all, what is the Snowball Express program? Tell us a little bit about this effort.
Snowball Express itself was established in 2006 just for, you know, what you said, is to provide that special holiday trip this time of year for the children of our fallen military heroes since 9/11. You know, it brings all the children together for a few days. They can connect with other kids that have the same experience. You know, they can meet them and talk freely about how they're feeling.
How many North Dakota children have lost a parent serving our country in one of these conflicts?
We have quite a few, actually. For this program, they have to be under 18 to qualify, and their parent had to have served overseas at 9/11 and moving forward. We have 5 kids in the Dallas-Fort Worth area this weekend that took part in this weekend.
Wow. So those 5 kids were with kids from all across the country who had lost a mom or a dad since 9/11 defending freedom.
Correct. And there are actually some international. They had some kids come international Wednesday night the prior to Thursday last week, which is kind of exciting to see, you know, kids from other areas, too.
When did this program start in North Dakota? When did North Dakota get involved in sending kids down to this program?
We've had some of the kids go probably 3-4 years in a row now. You know, they've 2006, like I said, is when Snowball Express was established. So, you know, probably within the last 5 years, we've had some kids take part. You know, a couple, 2-3 at a time.
I have a question. When and where are they coming back? And most importantly, would it be appropriate? Because I think the caller we had, Steve, on a Friday show said, hey, they're coming back into Hector International or somewhere in Fargo, 2 o'clock on Monday. It'd be really neat if people came out to show some appreciation that, you know, they've given a lot. They've given a parent. Is that appropriate?
Absolutely. They are going to fly into Hector International in Fargo today at 2:50 p.m. Is when their flight will arrive. And I'm going to be heading out here as soon as we're done talking. I'm going to go to Fargo and meet them off the plane. And, yeah, we welcome everybody. We'll have some Patriot Guard there with a flag line. So, yeah, it would be fun to see a lot of people out there to give them a nice North Dakota welcome home.
What are some of the activities the kids do down when they're in Texas?
Well, they had an opportunity to go to the zoo. They have a big, it's called a Look Cinema, where they got to do a viewing of the movie Frozen. They were given a private concert by Gary Sinise, if you're familiar with him. He's an actor.
Awesome.
He and his Lieutenant Dan Band is what it's called. He gave the families a private concert on Saturday and again on Sunday. They have the ability to perform in a talent show if they want, and they have people come in and work with the kids. And then they get to perform and be part of downtown historic House of Blues. They get to go there. You know, and then they had a grand finale on Sunday with a lot of other people coming in, a lot of other celebrities, you know, that I didn't see the details of all of the agenda, but just kind of an overview. You know, they were kept busy. I had some Facebook pictures over the weekend and received a few text messages and it was go, go, go. And I got to see a lot of things.
Wow. So these will be 5 kids from North Dakota that are coming back. These kids are heroes. These kids have given a parent to this country in defense of freedom since 9/11. We owe them a lot, folks. So if folks are around Hector International Airport, which, by the way, beautiful location, just take 29 north out of Fargo or, you know, south into Fargo, and you can easily find Hector International Airport, obviously, and at the main terminal, right, Sarah?
Yep, that's correct.
And that'll be at 2:50 this afternoon. I think it'd be fantastic to welcome them home. It's always great to see those Patriot Guard riders as well. They welcome a lot of heroes that have served in the North Dakota National Guard, which per capita has more members. Again, another example of North Dakota being number one for freedom, more members per capita defending freedom than any other state in the union. It's pretty extraordinary. Sarah Blazek, Survivor Outreach Services Coordinator for the North Dakota National Guard in Bismarck. We're glad you do what you do. Thanks, Sarah. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Back to your calls and What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennon. 800-228-0550 when we continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. 2-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
888-CHASE-06. There's bowling in Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's ice cream, social cookie decorating, bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides from the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment of the 502 restaurant, and a big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Just in time for the holidays, it's Zimmerman's Factory Savings Event. Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. It's a perfect time to take advantage of huge savings with instant rebates up to $1,000 and no interest up to 24 months.
Quality, value, selection, experienced, and knowledgeable people. It's all here at Zimmerman's.
We invite you to come in and see for yourself.
We know you'll be pleased.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, good morning. It's Ed, North Dakota. You can carry guns in churches, providing the pastor approves. They passed that this year. Scenario, if I've got a kid in school and I want to go in and do a no-notice monitoring of what the teachers are doing. Unfortunately, not many parents do that. I go into the office, sign in, and they tell me I can't do it. Wrong. They work for me.
Well, Ed is right in this sense. They work for you. They do. But if there is a law on the books, it is different. And by the way, the church gun issue is, that was watered down horribly as well in the last legislative session, if you ask me, because you have to have permission, and it has to, in other words, if you have concealed carry already and the parish council knows about it, in other words, unless they know about it, you can't do it. So there's a little caveat there for sure as well. Ed, appreciate the call, though. I think Ed makes some interesting points. These administrators do work for you if you're a parent, but that doesn't mean that you can break the law. In other words, I think the policy's flawed, but if it's a law...
That goes back to Diane's comments, too, earlier in the program, who used to be an administrator and has her kids in Underwood, but we're familiar. She had kids in the Fargo district. You know, they work for you. And when you have a principal that can't make 15 minutes or more time than that, if that's what's needed as a concerned parent, then there is a big problem in the system. And, yeah, they work for you.
And, you know, I mean, earlier somebody said, well, wait a minute, what if the law is unconstitutional? Well, a lot of them are. Well, then it better be challenged. And I know there's another call here that has a point on that. But let's run that call that came in during the break. 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. If you have an opinion on this, 701-258-0550. Just to quickly reset here, KVLY, NBC Network, takes a undercover reporter, knowingly breaking the law, trying to expose lapses in the school system. Is it ever okay to break the law? In this case, heart's in the right place. They're trying to say, wait a minute here. We need to do more to secure our schools and your children. But it's against the law. Is it ever okay to break the law? That's the question. 701-258-0550. Here's another one of the calls that came in during the break.
Good morning, Steve and Scott, on What's on Your Mind. The last caller just asked an interesting question. How many laws are on the books that are illegal? Okay, when I went to school, believe it or not, a long time ago, I was taught the Constitution was the supreme law of the land. So then, any law that is unconstitutional is an illegal law. Thank you.
Yeah, that goes back to right to the heart of the issue, I think.
Challenge it.
Yeah,
challenge it. I mean, but the point is, I couldn't agree with him anymore. The Constitution is so sacrosanct. What I think we've become is the frogs in the skillet with the heat going up just a little bit, and we don't recognize how quickly our laws do not connect with the Constitution. But I don't think a reporter can go, well, that's kind of a constitutional issue here. It's the law. I mean, if KVLY wants to be on the right side of the law, they ought to challenge, as a result of this, the law and the Constitution part of it.
We got Scott coming up, and we've got one more off-air call to get to, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's roll that other off-air call from Red Lake Falls.
Good morning. My comment is about the school security issue. I'd like to remind everybody that Red Lake Falls had an armed guard at the front door, and he was the first one to have harm done to him when somebody came to the school to do harm. So it is not possible to protect schools, protect any building, from somebody who's willing to do harm or to do damage to it. So that needs to be kept in context. Thank you.
I couldn't agree anymore. That's why these laws are silly. I think the law is silly because the law is saying, hey, you can't come in here unless we know about it, designed to prevent bad guys from going into schools, but it does not work. But the point is, the reporter is breaking the law to tell you security isn't as good as it should be. And if they brought a gun in instead of a camera, there could be a bloodbath as a result. So
the easiest solution is having a school resource officer there. But that costs money, and that's a budget issue. And that comes down to budgets, and smaller schools can't afford that.
And even that doesn't stop.
No.
Someone from coming in. Prime example, Red Lake Falls. Good reminder on that. That was the first one, I think, post-Columbine in this part of the world. Let's go to Susan in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. You got a minute, Susan.
I just have a quick comment. And no, I don't agree with the reporter breaking a law. But is a criminal going to obey the law?
Of course not.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. So how are you going to keep the criminals out if you can't keep the reporters out?
It's a stupid law. But the point is it's a law.
Don't agree with it. But there's other laws I don't totally agree with either, but I abide by.
So is the reporter a hero in this case?
No. Because I do still agree that it was a law. Maybe she should have gone to the school board instead of making it public. Gone to the schools first and then the school board.
But change it. Work to change it.
Work to change it.
And
exactly.
Sorry to bring up Obamacare again, but that's the deal there. Everybody said, oh, this is the law of the land. Never mind, it was rammed down our throat and the dark of the night and all the deals that were done to get it to be the law of the land. It's the law of the land. And technically, they're right. It is. What do you do? fight to repeal it. Fight to take it on. Do whatever you can.
But when they change the rules on how you fight that midstream, you get to the Supreme Court and you change the language so that you can get it through, that is awfully disingenuous. Thanks for the phone call, Susan. When we come back, Pat, Arnie, Scott, you're all up next on What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.